CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday, the 14th of November 2021. Here are the main news headlines. Bletchley filming will disrupt NRC days. Canadians mark transatlantic first. Newsreader John Island John goes SK Silent Key. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed to all visitors this coming Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. This is due to filming taking place at Bletchley Park, and no visitors will be on site during this time. Please check the Bletchley Park site before planning your visit. NRC staff and volunteers plan to reopen as normal on Saturday, the 20th of November. CF3BP will be operating from the York region near Toronto until the 12th of December. It'll mark the anniversary of the first transatlantic amateur radio transmission from Canada by Edward Rogers Sr. Using the call sign 3BP. He was one of the few amateurs to successfully transmit across the Atlantic in an ARRL-sponsored test, and the only Canadian to succeed using 500-watt spark gap transmitter. Operated by members of the York Region ARC, a schedule will be available at yrarc.org/CF3BP. You can also read more about the historic event at the same place. The RSGB has learned with sadness that John Haig, GM3JIJ, has become Silent Key. John was a member of the Society for 72 years. Affectionately known as John Island John to many of his on-air friends, he delivered the GB2RS news from his QTH at Stornoway on the Isle of Lewis for 26 years. His big signals covering the Highland and Islands on 80 metres, 40 and 2 metres each Sunday. Our thoughts are with John's family and many friends. On Saturday the 13th of November, Barry ARS was featured in a programme on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. called Britain by Beach. The club was shown doing a recreation of Marconi and Kemp's CW transmissions from Lavernock Point in South Wales. You can watch the episode on the Channel 4 website by searching for Britain by Beach. The RSGB HF Contest Committee is going to use the information from a short survey to inform its planning. The committee is considering some changes to an existing contest and may introduce a new contest. Additionally, the RSGB VHF Contest Committee is finalising the VHF contest rules for next year. It is not proposing major changes, but have a few areas where it would appreciate your feedback. You can answer both surveys before the 17th of November by going on thersgb.org. The RSGB held its second online convention on the 9th of October. A new video, RSGB 2021 Convention Unwrapped, gives you a behind-the-scenes look at how we created the event. Months of planning went into this online event, which provided 15 presentations across two live streams throughout the day, as well as regular content from the RSGB National Radio Centre. You can find it on the RSGB YouTube channel or on the convention webpage on the RSGB site. Now for details and rallies, details of rallies and events, before travelling to any rally, check and make sure that there are no alterations or cancellations. The next rally we have details is for 2022. The Sparkford Wireless Group Rally is due to take place on the 2nd of January at Davis Hall near Yeovil. More dates for 2022 as we get closer to the end of the year. Some rallies have been cancelled, as previously publicised, including the Bishop Auckland RAC Rally, originally to be held on the 28th of November. Now is the perfect time to let us know of your group's rally or events plans for 2022. Email radcom@rsgb.org.uk with details, and we'll publicise your event for free in the Radcom on the RSGB website and GB2RS. DX News Now TM60 ANT will be on the air from the 16th to the 30th of November, commemorating the 60th anniversary of Antarctic Treaty signature. Operated by François, F8DVD from Macon, JN26JH, Operations will be on the 10 and 40 metre bands. Information about the events and the QSL route can be found on QRZ.com. Robert S53R is now stationed in Kathmandu in Nepal for the foreseeable future and will be active as 9N7AA. That's a previous call sign apparently used once before by UA3AA. He's waiting to move to a permanent residence and for part of his equipment to arrive. He says that for the time being, only limited operation is planned, but the pace should pick up by the end of November. QSL via LOTW or direct to S57DX. Ole KD7WPJ will be active as PJ7/UR5BCP from St Martin, IOTA NA105 from the 18th to the 24th of November. He'll operate CWSSB FT8 on 40 to 6 metres QSL via KD7WPJ. AB1F will be active as VU2ABE from Shillong in the Indian state of Meghalaya between the 6th of November and the 18th of December. He'll be QRV on 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres, QSL via home call direct or bureau and logbook of the world. He'll upload his log also to EQSL, QRZ and club log on a regular basis. Special event news, Oscar Quebec 05 Papa Hotel India is the special call sign for the UBA section of the Section de Philippeville to celebrate its 5th anniversary. It will be active until the 22nd of November, QSL via ON4PHI. Celebrating St Andrew, patron saint of Scotland, Welland Valley ARS will be active as GB0SA between 6th of November and the 3rd of December, QSL via G4XEX, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Contest news and operating in contest, look after yourself and fellow amateurs by following the recommendations laid down for the pandemic. The WAE DX RITI contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today the 14th. Using the contest bands between 3.5 and 28 megs, the exchange's signal report and serial number, the UK Microwave Group low-band contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, Tuesday the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday sees the 70 megs UK activity contest also running 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Saturday the 2nd 1.8 megs contest runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC. It's CW only and the exchange's signal report, serial number and your district code. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. This last week, they write, was a little more settled than the previous one. The solar flux index remained in the high 80s and geomagnetic conditions were mostly quiet, with a maximum KP index of 3. That isn't to say that the sun has been inactive. Far from it. A long duration M2.0 solar flare took place on the 9th of November around region 2891, which is now located behind the northwest limb. Its associated CME was luckily not Earth-directed, so it looks as though we escaped that one. As a result of the settled conditions, maximum usable frequencies have been quite high. On Thursday lunchtime, they were topping out at just over 28 megs over a 3,000-kilometre path. Manu Bay, VU2XO in India, has been logged on 10 metres SSB on a few occasions, and Stuart, VK8NSB, has also found his way into many logbooks, according to the 10-metre UK Net Group on Facebook. The 10-metre Australian beacon, VK8VF-B in Darwin, has also been logged in Southern Ireland on 28.268 megs, according to the Propagation Studies Committee's beacon listing on rsgb.org. The beacon runs only 25 watts. Next week, NOAA predicts more of the same, with the solar flux index rising from around 80 to perhaps around 90 as the week progresses. Geomagnetic conditions are currently predicted to be unsettled around the 15th, when the KP index could rise to 4, but at this point in the cycle, it's hard to be precise as CMEs can disrupt the ionosphere approximately 2 days after a solar flare and CME event, and they are very hard to predict with any accuracy. Best advice is to keep an eye on solarham.com for news of solar events. VHF and up, high pressure will build in from Scandinavia. As we move into early next week, this high should bring some tropo opportunities, but suffer a brief knockback midweek as a new low pushes a weakening front south. After this, a new high will build, but this time from the Azores high, with a moister surface air flow and a better prospect for tropo. The tropo prospects will favour southern UK regions, whereas the north will remain closer to low pressure and be less likely to generate tropo. Rain showers may again provide some rain scatter on the gigahertz band. The Leonids meteor shower peaks this week, so obviously a good chance to test out those meteor scatter techniques using Digimodes MSK 144 and FSK 441 if you haven't tried them before. SSB and fast CW on the lower VHF bands will also be possible for well-equipped stations using the right techniques. For EME enthusiasts, moon declination goes positive again on Monday, but path losses are rising as we head for apogee a week today, the 21st. The moon will be at 34 degrees elevation this evening, Sunday at its zenith, getting higher as the week progresses. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's also all from me until next week also.